Om Shanti. Sister Guri is a practitioner of Raj Yoga meditation since 27 years, and she has dedicated her life in Madhavan, Mount Abu in India. She is experimenting with mental silence in the link with the Supreme Soul and the benevolent effect of this on humanity and matter. So, let us welcome Sister Guri and let us hear few words from her. Om Shanti, Sister Guri.
Om Shanti ji.
Sister Guri, in today's society, the most common spreaded disease is tension. So, how can one remain tension-free, free from inner contradictions and self-damaging irritations?
There is a logical system that dwells above everything. It originates in God's non-violent logos that lets act the one who is connected with Him in a contradiction-free, tension-free way. He consists of a spark of energy that is beyond nature. Its consciousness is above all powers, all politics, religions, and sciences, and above all their intended or unintended violent attitudes and actions. Its energy continuously is spreading positive mental attainments flowing into human souls who are experiencing themselves as sparks of spiritual energy between the two parts of the brain. It is eager to let us recognize it as such, but it is not identical with the human souls. It wants us to copy it, for us to become God's divine creation again. This happens through above mentioned connection with Him. His energy is only good, therefore can only create good. He is the intelligence of all intelligences, completely non-violent, and His consciousness is eternally perfect and immortal. Due to this, this energy does not need the slightest defense system. It can neither give nor take mental or physical sorrow, nor can it kill. Its mercy intends to give to all human beings the chance to change and become non-violent.
Very beautiful answer, Sister Guri. How can I fly through daily life without damaging my link with God, without disturbing the soul's peace and that of others, without harming my body? Can you describe in few words?
I may really be who I am, a deity, free from undivine character traits. My personal identity is only benevolent, so are others and the entire universe. This is liberation of souls and material atoms into ultimate, unconditional benevolence through God, the liberator and guide, and His equal friend and their companions. God is the only constantly immortal soul, clearly distinguishable from human souls, even the most elevated one. Even if God has made the first human soul equal to Himself, both would still be discernible as two souls of the same height. This differentiation liberates human souls into their original connection with God's soul. This returns them into their individual original identity, as only God is able to recognize each soul child and recreate their real intrinsic identity. The same happens adequately with material atoms. They regain their original quality, and everyone, everything can function in perfect divinity again. I, the soul, belong to God's soul, and God's soul belongs to me.
Well, you have described how can I fly through the daily life, but the common man does not know how to experience God's love constantly. So, how can one experience God's soul love constantly?
The deep love of both of us fills matter of body and elements universally. And through the arrogance-free truth in this love, it shows my perfect personality, originating in just being a dot with its radiation of perfect truth that had been inculcated from God's creator love, his teachings and guidance.
Okay, Sister Gudi. Slightest doubt is also a doubt. So without having the slightest doubt, how can I love God?
God, he does not think like human souls. He is the embodiment of perfection, so does not need positive or negative thought power to increase or decrease perfection. God's soul feels attracted to the soul of his first son. When the accurate moment has come, he enters him and touches his soul naturally with more and more of his inherent truth. The interaction between both is called Murli, and both interact through mental impulses that move human mind and matter into equal perfection from above. Of course, the original beauty and purity of heaven is protected from being seen through our eyes now. It cannot be shown through the now existing scientific instruments like TV or other means. It can only be described in insufficient words even. Only through our adequate spiritual endeavors, God can grant us the experience of that world as a mirror of the future to come so soon. He lets us progress into more and more practically divined solutions that will usher in a world where matter is a miraculous image of the soul's complete perfection created by God himself.
Even though we experience ourselves as who we really are, but sometimes internal feelings of competition that harm our true identity. So, how can we become free, or how can we overcome from these internal feelings of competition?
Our no-thought state of mind is the basis for sound-free communication and technology. This is created in these days. The result are airplanes flying in unique, marvelous speed, based on energy that does not contain audible sound. It has conquered any sound barrier of physical light. Through this highest divine, thoughtless, timeless, competition-free, tension-free, godly energy, the unique immortal speed of the perfect human soul, the perfect body, and perfect airplanes will emerge. The healing power of no thought, radiated from God's constant mental peace, moves my thought into such a silent state that it stops thinking naturally.
Thank you very much, Sister Guni. You have shared a lot of things with us. And thank you very much for coming here. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.